嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。That was our intro song, everyone. Hi!
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome back to The Internet Made Me Do It. I'm Jack.
I'm Scout. Oh, woof woof. Woof.
We like to sniff butts.
And lick our own butts.
Oh, it's so weird. Like, and then we just like let them lick our entire face. Guys, what's today? Today is January 25th. We had the inauguration.
We did.
Oh my god, I was on a plane working to Miami, but thank god, like, the flight was, like, Orlando, doesn't matter, somewhere in Florida. The flight was empty, so, like, we, all the flight attendants got to, like, sit in the back rows and watch, and I was just, like, bawling silently to myself when Kamala got sworn in, because, like, no matter if you support her or not, it's just such a crazy thing to see as, like, a woman. It's like, finally, damn, and a person of color and a woman. It's like, whoa.
I know. History was truly made. I was working when it happened, and I want to say, like, every phone call that I took, I could hear it in the background of the caller, and I had it, you know, like, on my phone, like, on silent, and yeah, it's so crazy. I'm really happy that nothing bad happened.
Dude, I was looking at my parents' pastor's Instagram. He's a fucking loon. He believes that you can't be a Christian and be liberal. It's like so weird. Anyways, this woman posted like, yeah, I'm so excited, 4 more years. And I commented to her and I said, I'm truly, I like truly want to know, what do you think is going to happen on Inauguration Day? And this bitch said, I think that Trump and the military are going to trap all of them and arrest them for their treasons and crimes. And I said, what treasons and crimes? And she said, you'll see. And I'm like, I've decided that, like, those crazy, like, QAnon supporters and, like, Trump supporters, mm-hmm. they are equivalent to, like, MLM huns. Because you'll be like, mm-hmm. oh, can you tell me more? And they're like, do your own research. Or, like, you'll see. Like, they can never tell you, like, how MLMs, like, can never tell you what the product is that they're selling until you, like, literally say, what company do you work for? It's like, but, like, people literally thought, because Q, whoever that is, which I think it's just a huge troll, which is funny, said that they thought the military was going to come arrest, like, Hillary Clinton and the Obamas and, like, all these people for all their crimes at the inauguration. And then that Trump would then be like, hey, I'm here. That's insane.
I can't believe that there are people who actually believe. I mean, I guess they can believe that just because time and time again, people are proving that they'll believe anything. They're so dedicated to it that it's like, I don't think you could ever, like, reel them back into reality just because they're so far gone into this cult, pretty much.
It's crazy because there are some people that are like making TikToks and stuff. They're like, you guys, I think we've been duped. And I'm like, thank you. Like, we will accept you back. Like, you'll finally be able to like walk and be like, oh, Trump was actually the worst and it was all a lie. That's okay that I believe that though, because now I see the light. I will accept you back, but I will not accept back the people that, like, Tommy Lauren made this post and she literally had on a blazer that had Donald Trump's face all over it, and she's like, we support you, Donald J. Trump, and us patriots, we will not stop fighting. It's like, you are literally psychotic. I know you're like out of a job now, but like, just calm down. God,
I know, it's scary. People who just like super glamorize any politician, I'm like, think about what you're doing and stop.
Yeah, like,
please.
Like, I get like having a shirt or having a sign or having something like that, that's fine,
sure,
but like all the flags and all the shit, it's just crazy.
I saw this TikTok fairly soon after the inauguration that it was this woman being like, did you hear what Trump did today? Neither did I.
I know, it's so great. Yeah, he's probably living the dream too. He's probably like, thank God. I feel like truly he didn't want to be president anymore. He just probably like didn't want to lose. And I feel like he's going to be so happy, like just golfing in Florida. Go do that, sir. And Melania, please get out of there.
Did you see those TikToks of how Trump's children reacted to, you know, his exit speech or whatever, and they're all sad and Melania is smiling for the first time in 4 years.
Dude, I have not seen like a recent picture of Barron Trump. Like, where is he?
He's probably like, fuck this, man.
Yeah, he's like, yikes, I'm a raging liberal, yeah. But I can't say anything. Lady Gaga was so good.
Oh, I didn't see.
You have to watch it. And then J-Lo performed, and randomly she was like, let's get loud, like from her song. And it was so funny. Everyone's like, oh, snuck in your own song, huh? What else do we have to say? Oh, I know what else. First off, what are you drinking?
I don't love this, but it's a hibiscus LaCroix. It's fine, yeah. You know, but like I'd give it a 5 out of 10. I'll drink it, but I don't
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, I thought I would really like it, but it's, yeah, fine. I'm drinking a Trilogy GT's kombucha and water.
Nice.
We have a bone to pick because sometimes we ask you guys to rate our podcast on Apple. And when we say that, we obviously mean leave a positive review, leave 5-star. I'll even settle for a 4-star. Sure. What do we do that bothers you that you don't give us a 5? There was a person that left us a 2-star and the review was like, what did it say? A little cringe, but...
Yeah, like, these people obviously spend time on the internet.
Yeah, which is like, yeah, do you know what our podcast called? Basically, like, called us annoying and...
hard to listen to. Yeah. Well, they said I was hard to listen to, which, dude, I live with myself. I know.
And it's not true, but anyways. It's just annoying. Like, the fakeness. Like, if you don't like me, don't even follow me. And my thing is, if I listen to a podcast and I don't like it, I'm not gonna like ruin those people's like, because that shit, like, good reviews help us get it up in like the charts, and that's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And like, it helps us get like hopefully more sponsors and fucking Anchor, but but like, it just sucks. And I know that, like I said, if I listen to a podcast and I don't like it, I'm not gonna leave a review saying like, I didn't like this. It's cringy and they're annoying.
Here's the thing. If you have constructive criticism, yes, sure, fine. But I feel like what was said was just mean. We're real people, you know what I mean? It's not like this is our job. This isn't our sole income. And it's like, look, you don't have to love me. You don't even have to like me. But you will respect me because I'm a boss. I love Khalees.
And also...
no, but yeah, for real, don't have to like me. But it was just like, it was not nice. I'm a sensitive person. I don't usually read stuff like that. Like, this was back from December, and I only saw it, like, kind of recently. But I was kind of like, okay, thanks.
It's... me and Amanda know that we're not everyone's cup of tea. Like, we know that, and we know that deep down. And Amanda and I have had to get thick skin from being on the internet for so long. I remember when I first started and people were so mean. But then you just realize, like, people are just, like, losers, honestly, and, like, bored with their own lives. Like, they hate their own lives, so they're, like, mean to other people. But still, like, some comments, yeah, I'm like, am I annoying? Well, yeah, I know I am. But, like, am I really annoying? Like, do all my friends hate me? But then you just have to be like, whatever.
Think about it. It's you and I. We're basically having like a Skype call right now, having a conversation with each other. Like, think about you, the listener, and your best friend, like, talking and having a good time. You know, it's not going to be like, I don't know, you're having a good time, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, and like, this isn't like a professional podcast, if you can't tell. If you saw my setup right now, you would be laughing. We're doing this for fun. Anyways, what else we have to talk about? I think that's all I got.
I left my house for the first time in months yesterday. That was fun. I went to go get a tattoo. I was thinking about it and I was like, this is literally probably the safest thing that I could do. It's at a private studio. It was just me and my tattoo artist. No walk-ins. I feel like it's safer than going to a grocery store, but it was so weird, like, because I haven't seen anyone during this time. It was like my first time being in close contact with somebody else outside of my household, and it felt so normal. That's good. I was like, oh, I've been in my Yeah. I was like, I've been in my house for so long and now it feels like none of that even happened. Because it was a place where I've been before and I don't know, it was really cool. But now I'm like, oh my God, I'm super longing for a time where I could just go anywhere and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
I miss it. Will that be life.
I mean, they cannot expect people to stay in the house much longer because it will like cause people to be scared to leave their house later on. And like, we don't want that. And like, so definitely like do little things for yourself that you feel are safe. And I don't know, you just have to like come into contact with other people because it's so important. Also, everyone, I did get my snake titty tattoo finally, and it is iconic. So
it looks really good. You've been talking about it, I think, since episode one back in July.
Yes, I will post a picture on my OnlyFans. Everyone goes Google Dang Mel OnlyFans. I would not call my fucking OnlyFans Dang Mel. Be Dang Dang Nudes.
Yeah.
Don't steal it.
Oh my God. With two A's.
Yeah, don't forget it. So today we are going to talk about sober life.
Sober life.
Sober life. Yeah, we asked our Discord, which if you're not in the Discord, so fun once again. If you need the code or whatever, I don't know how it works. Amanda knows. Send us a message on our podcast Instagram or our own Instagrams. It's really fun. Like, people just like vent about stuff in there and we all like support each other and we play games. It's fun. Anyways, we asked in our Discord what they would want to hear, and like someone said, if you guys feel comfortable to talk about like being sober, and y'all know that we are comfortable talking about anything. So I guess I'll start. So basically, Amanda and I, would you like consider yourself sober?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would too. Today is actually my 1 month of being sober. Yay! Add an air horn.
Bruh.
We still need a soundboard. So yeah, I started drinking normally, I guess, when I was 20, because my best friend, Bechtard, turned 21. So I was like, now I'm 21. Because obviously she would just like buy me alcohol. But like the first time I got drunk, I was like 18. I think I was like at a housewarming party. I got drunk off Chardonnay. Ugh, so gross. But like, I probably wasn't drunk. I was probably just like really tipsy. I don't think anyone like forgets the first time they felt tipsy. It's like, this is the best feeling. I love this. Yeah. Like, you just feel like, I always described it as like slow-mo. Like, you feel like you like turn your head and then it's like you turned your head. It's like, anyways. So basically started drinking when I was 20. I didn't drink, like, every day because I lived with my parents until I was, like, 23, I think. Okay, my history with alcohol is my real dad, who I'm not in contact with, was an alcoholic. That's why my parents got divorced. Then he was, like, sober for a long time. One time I, like, caught him drinking when I was, like, 13 and called him out and he almost hit me. But that's, like, a story for another time, girls. We'll talk about our childhood trauma in another episode. So, like, I always viewed, like, when I was younger, if I was, like, at a restaurant with my mom or something, I saw, like, a person that I thought was, like, being loud and obnoxious, I was like, oh my God, they're probably drunk. Like, I was so scared of, like, drunk people, because, you know, like, all my memories, like, because my dad was, like, a mean drunk. He never, like, hit my mom, I don't think, but, like, there's a story that my mom just told me recently where, like, my dad like took a bunch of her clothes and threw them in the toilet and peed on them because he was so mad at her. I don't know where I was. Anyway, so that's like, was growing up, I was like scared of like specifically men that I saw like were being drunk. My stepdad was an alcoholic, but he doesn't drink anymore. So I wasn't allowed to have alcohol in the house when I turned 21, which... I don't know if that was, like, a good or bad thing, but it was, like, you live under your parents' roof, like, you have to just respect them, whatever. As you get older, you're like, oh, it was just that person that had that reaction to alcohol, but I'm not like that, which I wasn't. Like, when I'm drunk, I'm, like, the same, but, like, heightened on my crackness. Like, I'm just, like, loud and obnoxious and, but fun and happy. Anyway, so yeah, I started drinking a lot, like, more. Definitely had times where, like, because I would drink at Becky's now husband Jeremy's house because he lived, like, literally 2 minutes away from me. And I would, like, sometimes stay there. I would sometimes drive drunk home. Not proud of that, obviously. But yeah, I think it was, like, typical, like, I'm a college kid. I'm gonna, like, binge drink and, like, black out sometimes. Then, like, when I became a flight attendant, like, flight attendants just drink so much because, like, there's nothing else to do, really, like, on layovers or something. Like, you just, like, go out to the bar with everyone. If, like, a minor inconvenience happens, like, you're like, I need a drink. So, like, yeah. When I started, I was, like, basically living in New York, and, like, my roommates and I would be like, well, what are we gonna do? Let's just go drink. And, like, I definitely was like, this is probably getting kind of bad, because, like, even Seth, like, called me out. He's like, it's kind of, like, getting a lot. And I was like, yeah, maybe. But, like, I'm fine. Whatever. Basically, up till last June or July, I was just, like, drinking so much. Like, I'd have, like, wine by myself every night. And, like, sometimes I would literally drink a bottle and, like, not even notice. So it was just, like, crazy. And I was, like, always get drunk. Like, I never know a limit. So it was just like, ugh, and then you wake up and you just feel horrible. Anyways, last July, like 2020, I had a layover in Maui and I got like blacked out the night before. And like the next morning woke up in Maui. Like I planned on like going on a run, like going to the beach. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so hungover. I want to die. And I like looked around. I was like, I'm in Maui. And I just like wasted my whole day here because I wanted to drink like literally ethanol. Like what's wrong with me? So I went on a run. I almost threw up, like, and I was just like, okay, I'm not gonna drink for a month, see if I could do it. So I did a month sober, and my sugar cravings were crazy, and I did the month, and I was like, okay, I think I can like monitor this now. So I was like pretty good for like 2 weeks, and I would like have two drinks or something, never got drunk. And then I don't know, like I went home to visit my friends in Augusta, and I just got like so drunk. And like the next day I woke up, I was like so hungover. I was like, damn, that sucks. Fast forward again, like, so basically I like went back to like hardcore drinking. And then I got really drunk on Christmas Eve, like this Christmas Eve in Nashville. And I woke up and I was just like, I have to stop. Like I just like looked at myself. I was like, I'm almost 30. I had all these fun years of alcohol. Like, this is a problem. And it's, like, really hard to admit to yourself. Because when people think of alcoholics, they think of old men in AA meetings, like, that lost their family. They have the shakes. Like, they drink a beer every morning. But, like, that's not what it looks like all the time. And, like, another good term for it is, like, alcohol dependence. Like, you just have to admit, like, I have a dependency on alcohol. So I've just decided, like, I said, like, for a year to not drink, but I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna, like, not do it because I've just had to admit to myself, like, I do not know how to moderate, and that's okay. Like, I'm not the kind of person that can moderate because I was watching this video and this, like, if you decide that you're only gonna drink on the weekends and you're a recovering, like, alcoholic, you will be miserable the whole week and you'll be like, oh my God, finally I can drink. And it's like, what kind of life is that? Like, just living for the weekend so you could drink. I don't know. So that's my story. And, yeah, so today I celebrated a month. And it's been, like, really easy for me because I think I'm not counting, like, the last time I did a month. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, oh, okay, day 26. Like, I need to, like, keep going. But, like, now I'm just like, well, I'm definitely going to do a year. So, and I found, like, some companies, like, sent me, like, different like alcohol free stuff, and I've just been like learning a lot about alcohol free stuff and like reading a lot of books, which I'll talk about later. But that's basically my story and where I am now.
That's so good. I feel like, well, especially since you've set a longer goal, you're not close to the finish line, so it's interesting how like that month last year compared to this year, just because your goal is different.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like the good thing about myself is that if I decide to do something, I'm going to, like, I stick to it. Yeah. Like, I'm coming up on, like, 2 years being vegan, and I don't think I could ever eat, like, not vegan again. But, yeah, right. So that's where I am. What about your life?
Yeah. My family history is that my granddaddy was an alcoholic. I think he may have been the only one in my family who was like that, but he wasn't really in our lives, so I never saw it. My family is Italian, and my parents are very into wine, like go to wine summits, and it was just, it was a casual thing. It was never like, they were always like, don't drink to get drunk, drink, have one drink because it's fine, get tipsy, you know, whatever. So it was never really like, oh, untouchable. It was like, yeah, here, we're having Christmas. Would you like a thing of like a little glass of wine? And it was fine. But the first time I got drunk, I think I was 16 and I was dating a guy. He wasn't even 21 yet. I don't even know how he had alcohol, but I... First time I ever got drunk was off of Bailey's, and it was so...
Oh!
Yeah. The, like...
Like over ice or something?
Yeah. And...
Okay.
And I remember, like, the feeling of being tipsy was, like, so cool. It felt... I felt... Mm-hmm. I was very much growing up, like, I grew up too fast, and I wanted to grow up too fast. And I wonder if it was because I was sexualized at such a young age, because I went through puberty so young and I was like the only one with tits, so I got like, you know, so whatever. Mm-hmm. So I felt cool drinking with my older boyfriend. I felt like I loosened up as a person and it made me more likable and desirable. So the first time I ever got blackout drunk was when I was 17. Dude, that fucking sucked. Me and my ex, a different ex, got a box of wine, and I am a lightweight. Oof. Especially then, you know, I drank like half a box of boxed wine and got blackout drunk, and the next day I was so sick. I could not stop throwing up that day. The next day I was supposed to take like a driver's ed test, and I could not because I was so
holy
hungover.
Shit,
I don't
You're
even
like I'm drunk behind the wheel.
I know, like this is bad news. I still don't even know if like my mom knew that I was like hungover from that. I mean, she had to have, because I was drinking at my ex's house that night, and she picked me up, you know, and took me home.
I probably reeked
of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so bad. But I did like to drink because, God, I have such a strange relationship with sex, because in my adolescence, people, I felt like my worth was based off of how much sex I was having, because I was always told that I was like weird and blah blah blah, but at least I had like big tits and fucked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of used alcohol as a crutch in that way, because it like really made me like loosen up in that way. Even to adulthood, like I'm so introverted, and so I have so much social anxiety that drinking would make me more personable and have people like me more, because I was like out of my shell and I'm like, yeah, we can laugh, party. I would be able to like initiate conversation with people. I'm much better at it now that I haven't relied on alcohol to make me that way, and just also working so hardcore in customer service. But I decided I did not want to rely on being intoxicated for people to like me, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. So that's why I quit. Plus, also, it would make me really happy, but I would also come down so hard and just cry at, like, yeah. If one thing turned my mood, I would just, like, be so fucking depressed instantly. And besides that, I also think I might be allergic to some alcohol.
Same.
Anytime I've drank liquor since I've moved to Oregon, I have had intense vertigo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was really scary. Like, I remember this one time when I first moved here, we were drinking, like, cheap alcohol, and I woke up and my vision was spinning, and I threw up that whole day and could not leave the bedroom, and it was awful. And that happened when we went back home to Arizona. We went to like a Mexican food restaurant and I had a margarita. And then the next day I had intense vertigo and it was awful. And I was like, this makes me feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't do this. Yeah.
So when's the last time you drank?
Well, I decided to... When I first decided to be sober was in the beginning of 2017. And I think I had maybe... I have had, like, one drink here and there since then. The last time I had alcohol was at my friend's wedding about a year and a half ago. I was like, I'm celebrating my friend, so I'm gonna drink some, I think it was champagne or white wine. And then on the flight home, they bumped us up to first class, so I was like, I'll have a mimosa. Fuck it.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, but it was just, like, one drink, and it did nothing for me. And I was like, I really don't want to fall back into this habit of being like, okay, I'll be more likable.
Yeah.
if I'm drunk and drinking, you know. So that was the last time. And I don't miss it at all. Yeah.
If we want to tie this back into the internet, at VidCon, you just fucking drink the whole time. Like, I'm sure Amanda and I were just drunk almost 24/7. Like, you're just, it's a constant party. I did things that I totally regret. Like, it's just, like, gross. And in the book I'm reading right now, I'm reading This Naked Mind by Annie Grace. And it talks about, like, the science behind it and how you're saying tipsy is, like, the feeling that everyone wants. But being tipsy only probably lasts 20 to 30 minutes. And then people keep drinking because they're like, I want to chase that tipsy feeling. But that's not how it works, because it's like that sudden rush that goes into your bloodstream of tipsy. But then if you keep drinking, you're just going to get fucking hammered. And like, everyone hates that feeling. I've had moments where I've been like, I am so drunk and I don't want to be drunk anymore, but there's nothing I can do to stop it. And like, when you get to that point, you're like, you're already gone. Like, it's just, it's just, and I just, like, am trying to live, like, my healthiest life. Like, I've been, like, regularly exercising. I eat super good. And then I'm going to drink, like, literal poison? For what reason? Like, in the book I'm also reading, like, they talk about how alcohol is, like, literally ethanol, but flavored with, like, all these additives and stuff so we can, like, make it palatable. And it's like, why do we do that? Because every time your first drink, you're always like, ew. Like, you reject it. You're like, ew, what is this? And that's your body telling you, like, so this is not supposed to be in my body. But we, like, grow accustomed to it. Like, I do like the taste of red wine now. But at first, I was like, oh, my God, it's, like, so, ooh. Because it's not, like, sweet like Moscato. It's, like, literally juice. But, like, I just, like, how, like, sometimes I'll be like, I wish I could have, like, a couple glasses of wine. But I'm like, at what cost?
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not gonna, like, add, because my whole thing is, like, why are you drinking if your point is to not get drunk? I don't get it. Like, so I couldn't just have one glass. So, yeah, that's why I'm just not. It's like, yeah.
I feel really lucky that I'm not addicted to it. And I feel like addiction, oh my gosh, it's so layered. And everybody who is going through an addiction to, like, drugs or alcohol, it's like my heart. You know, it sucks, and it's so sad. So I definitely don't want to, like, chalk up my experience to that at all. But also, like, if you guys are listening and you drink and you're being safe and good, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, as long as you're safe and you want to be doing it, and you're not trying to do it to, like, how Amanda said, like, people will like me more if I drink. And it's like, that's not true. And if they do, then they're just as miserable.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, like, people are going to like me or they're not going to like me no matter what I do. So I might as well just be my fucking authentic self and have people like me for who I am and not who I am under the influence. So.
Period. God, you guys, you have to read This Naked Mind. Like, even if you are, like, sober curious or, like, even thinking about it, it's good to, like, hear the cold hard facts. Like, they don't put warning labels on alcohol, like, warning, you could kill someone if you get in a car and drive. It's, like, so weird that alcohol kills more people than, like, heroin, cocaine, but we would never question someone if they, like, quit cocaine. But why does everyone question us when we quit alcohol? They're like, why are you doing that?
It's because mm-hmm. they feel that maybe they have, like, an issue, and they want everyone to, like, be on their side. Anyways, I don't remember what I was going to say about that book, but you have to read it. It's so good, and it's called This Naked Mind. Also, the other book I'm reading, or I read, was We Are the Luckiest, and it's by this woman named Laura. I don't know her last name. It's, like, her memoir, basically, and it was just so good, like, I just related to her a lot. She talks about, like, seeking male validation, how when she would, like, date someone, she wasn't, like, really getting to know them because there's, like, always alcohol. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. In This Naked Mind, she was talking about how when you're out, like, notice the people that aren't drinking and the people that are drinking, like, who's having more fun. And it's, like, so true, because are you really having fun because you're of the alcohol? Or are you having fun because you're with your friends? Like, you're out. Like, that's why you're having yeah. fun. And, like, when you're not drunk and you're around drunk people, how annoying are they? Yeah. And I don't want to be that person anymore because I know I'm annoying. I know.
You know what's really interesting that I have learned over these, like, past few years of being, like, mostly sober? People are really uncomfortable by it. They're yes. really uncomfortable if you say no to a drink. Or they're like, to have just one. And it's like, I don't want to. People don't want to take no for an answer. And I'm like, I just said no.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I used to do that. Like, I'd be like, because I, like, admire Becky so much. She'll be like, yeah, I'll just have, like, two wines. And I'm like, huh? Why? Well, like, there's more in the bottle. You know, like, yeah. And, like, I would notice that, like, if I was having a game night with, like, my friends in Augusta, I'd be like, well, we should, like, go stop and get wine. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, oh, like, never mind. Like, I don't want it. It's like, but, like, I would be like that to people going out. I'd be like, you're not going to drink? And it's like, no, it's like, oh, okay, boring. And it's like, that's so, I was just yeah. so uncomfortable because I knew, like, I had a problem. I'm not going to, like, again, I don't want to, like, say, I don't know if I was addicted because I definitely had a dependence on it. But, like, yeah. I don't think I've had, like, any, like, withdrawal symptoms, so I probably wasn't addicted, but definitely had, like, an emotional and physical dependence on it a little bit. There's this quote, it's, like, people change when they get tired of their own shit. And, like, I'm trying to, like, be a more mature, loving person. I'm trying not to let the small, like, not sweat the small stuff, like that fucking comment. I'm just trying to let shit roll off my back. I'm like, I'm just trying to be like my most authentic self, and I'm not my most authentic self when I drink, and that's just it.
Same.
I hate waking up feeling hungover. It's so bad for you, like, and then your whole day is wasted for what? I know I already said that, but yeah. Like,
God, I can't even like remember what it feels like to be hungover, but I do remember even just within a couple of years of being like a teenager to like 23, the hangover was like, oh, ugh. And I'm not even like old yet. I can't imagine like how it would feel to be hungover.
It's bad
at my age right
it's
now.
It's bad. I sometimes would drink to numb any negative emotion, any stress, any anxiety that I was mm-hmm. having. Like the other night, going through like my whole sober thing, Seth was visiting his parents, so I was like home alone. And I just got hit with, like, this wave of loneliness. And I was just like, mm-hmm. holy shit. Like, usually I would just, like, drink wine, like, have a self-care night, a.k.a. drowning myself in wine. But I just, like, sat mm-hmm. with it and, like, cried and then, like, did a, like, yoga meditation. I started sobbing. It was yoga with Adrian. And she, at the end, it was, like, a meditation. And we were laying on our mat and she said, now smile, like, even if it's fake. And I could cry right now. It's like, oh. I didn't want to smile, but I didn't. And, like, the tears just fell. And I felt so good that, like, I worked through a hard moment without, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's so good to, like... Because at the end of the day, if you drink, your problems are still going to be there. So you're going to have to face them eventually.
I remember there was a time at my old job where I was so miserable that on my way home, I would buy, like, a huge PBR. Mm-hmm. Like... by the convenience store on the way home and just like get drunk because I was so miserable. And the more often that you allow yourself to experience stressful or difficult situations, it's like exposure therapy, to be honest, which for me is really effective. Mm-hmm. The more instances that you experience it, the easier it'll be because it's like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Your body will remember what it was like and you'll get through it and it's fine instead of just like,
I'm going to push that in the corner and we'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
No.
I just had my third therapy session with a new therapist, and I really liked her, and she like led me through like a grounding technique, which I've never done. And she was just like, we started like, you know, at the bottom of the, like with your toes, and she's like, feel any tension, notice it and let it go. And she did it like up my entire body. I was like, whoa. Like I don't really like, because I don't practice it enough, like meditating, I get like really antsy, but like I almost felt hypnotized, and I was like, dude, you just have to feel and recognize that those emotions are there and just send it away. It's easier said than done, obviously, but with practice, like Amanda said, you can conquer it, and you don't need alcohol to do that. And it's cool to like come out on the other side and be like, I fucking did that.
I really love yoga, and I think it's so shit when people are like, you're depressed, just do yoga. But honestly, the way that I feel afterwards after doing yoga, because it's just that for me, especially like tension relief, because I hold so much tension in me, it's like, you deserve it to like let it go, like physically get it out of your body instead of just like putting a veil over it, you know what I mean? So yeah,
it sounds good.
It's crazy.
I
don't
want to do that right now. But yeah,
I love it.
Obviously are not saying that you're a bad person if you drink. Like, literally, I've only been sober for a month. Relax. And I get it. Alcohol is fun. I've had good, funny times being drunk. But to me, at this point in my life, I've had my fun. I've had 8 years of fun. It's time to just leave it. It's just not doing anything. Because it's true, like, the older you get, like, it hurts more. Like, your body starts hurting more. Like, I remember I went to, like, a trampoline park, like, maybe 2 years ago. I felt like I got hit by a fucking bus the next day. I was like, no, this sucks. And, like,
I have to wear a knee brace sometimes because bending down fucking hurts my knee. I'm like, are you serious? I'm still so young, but my body is like,
no. Yeah, psych. So yeah, and like I feel like I've been having like memory problems, like short-term memory problems, so I'm like, I gotta like do everything in my power to like keep that sharp. So just trying to get, just trying to make healthier choices for myself. And
yeah,
that's about all I have.
How would you want your friends who do still drink to support you as a sober person?
I went to my friend's house last night for like a dinner with her, and she bought me, do you know the brand Golden Road? They have mango cart beers. They're so good. It's like mango beer anyways, but like they have a non-alcoholic one, and she bought that for me. And she was like, and she literally texted me. She's like, I just wanted you to feel like supported and stuff. And like, I told my friends, like, because it's weird, like, telling people you're, like, especially if you're known for, like, being the life of the party and, like, the one that always wants to go out, because that's me. Like, I still want to go out, and I'm excited to, like, go out and be sober and, like, be, like, taking notes and be, like, what's happening? Like, and, like, wake up and be, like, let's say, you know, this is after COVID, like, going to a bar on a Saturday night and then, like, having the fucking energy to wake up and, like, go to yoga in the morning or something. Like, I'm so excited. Anyways, I told all my friends, like, in a group chat, I was just like, just letting everyone know, like, I'm gonna be sober. I still want to, like, be invited to things, all this stuff. And they're, and like, if they're your real friends, like, they're not gonna be scary and be like, I don't want to be your friend if you're not drinking, because you don't want that person in their life, because they're just like miserable because they think that they have a problem. But I don't have anyone like that in my life, so
yeah, that's good. I, the amount of times that I had to be like, I'm happy to go to a bar with you. I will have a seltzer water and I will eat some food. I want to be in your company. Please invite me.
Like,
just because I'm not drinking doesn't mean I don't want to go.
And also, like, invite me because I'm like a dedicated driver, drunk driver for you. Not drunk driver.
designated driver. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I love that. I mean, because like, Adam loves it. I'm assuming, like, when we go out to brunch, he can have a cocktail or two or whatever. I'm like, it's cool, dude. I'm driving. Like, have fun. I want to
have a meal with you and I want you to have a good time.
You know? And don't ever worry that you're not going to be fun anymore, because that's a lie. Your brain's telling a lie. And social events can be fun. I totally am the person, though, that, like, I need to have a glass in my hand for sure. So it's like, it's going to be a seltzer with lime always. And remember to tip your bartender, you know, still, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, give it, please give do. Give a little
$2 slide.
One of the last times I do remember drinking was summer 2018. Me and Rachel Whitehurst went to see Harry Styles, and I had
a beer. Oh, my God, that's fun.
Yeah, I was like, I could do this. This is a one, like, social thing that I could do.
Yeah, that is going to be, like, I love, like, getting a fun drink at a concert. But, again, there's so many fun drinks, like kombucha or anything like that. It doesn't have to be alcohol.
Yeah. I love seltzer. Get some bitters. There are just so many, like, I know in Portland that they're really trying to expand their menus to have, like, non-alcoholic, like, have mocktails. Which I think is really great. So, I don't know. I love it. I love
Use the code DANGMEL for 10% off from KinEuphorix, everyone. I did feel like Seth said it was probably a placebo, but when I had my drink, I, like, did feel, like, a little tingle in my hands. I was like, whoa.
I think it's supposed to, with whatever ingredients are in there, it's supposed to give you, like, the essence of being tipsy without, you know,
the horrible shit.
And I think it depends on, because it's like, I don't know, like, I'm open to the idea of smoking weed, because that just, it wouldn't do the same thing to me that drinking would. I wouldn't think I'm a better person. I think it would help me relax and de-stress from a day, like CBD kind of does, but if I need, like, a little extra kick, but I'm not, like, well, I need to get high, you know.
If I was allowed to, I would. But my job says nope. Anyways, we love you. We don't give a shit what you do as long as you're safe and not harming yourself or others.
Don't harm other people. And don't be a dick. As long as you're not a dick, you're welcome.
Leave us a good review on our Apple podcast, please.
Please leave us a nice review. If you think we're annoying, just stop listening to us.
We don't
want to
hear it. Would you want us to tell you that we think you're annoying? No, you wouldn't.
Like, if I come across an annoying TikTok, you know what I do? I fucking swipe away and I'm like, this is none of my business, because if somebody said something mean to me, I would be.
Well, there's that comment, like, going around TikTok. It's like, you know how some viral TikToks blow up and it's because, like, the person is, like, it's just like a cringy TikTok maybe. And people will comment and be like, you guys will comment something and you'll forget about it in 10 seconds, but this person will remember it for, like, years or months, you know? It's, like, so true. Yeah. Like, why would you want to add to someone's, like...
It is,
like,
so true.
The year is still shitty. It's still, like, 2022.0 right now. So, it's, like, we're all just, like, living. Like, let's just be kind. And that's so cliche and stupid, but it's, like, literally the easiest thing to do. Like, it takes way more effort to be mean, in my opinion. Okay, well, send us what you want us to talk about. Our religion episode did really well and you guys seem to really like it, so if you want us to talk about more, like, hot topics like that, just let us know, let your girlies know, and we'll talk about it.
It doesn't have to be about the internet. We'll talk about,
like,
whatever.
We always say the internet always creeps into our conversation somehow.
Have a great day. If you're sober and want sober friends, hit us up. Also, I don't know.
Also, I don't know.
Okay,
bye.